is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, we're broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, and it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me.
I really am glad to have you with me.
So remember, you can text any question or comment to this number, 33103. That's the number you plug into your messaging app, 33103. Just start your message with either the word Mike or Michael. Doesn't make any difference which one. And just tell me anything or ask me anything. Follow me on X or Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. And for Facebook and Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown. You can also find those icons at the website, michaelsaysgohere.com.
Let's talk Olympics.
Olympics. MSNBC reports.
Let's get to the action, right? And Team USA's first medal so far. This is in synchronized diving. Take a look at this duo, right? They won the silver medal. Not only do they dive together, they are best friends. They are so incredible. This is Cassidy Cook and Sarah Bacon. And think about them. Their team name is Cook Bacon. It does not get better than that. They are best friends. The friends that dive together win together. This is them after winning silver for Team USA.
It means everything in the world to me. I'm so stoked. I know that we were so capable of making that podium, but to actually do it, to have these dreams come to fruition, just makes me feel all the joy in the world. Like, I'm overcome with emotion right now, and I mean, I get to share this experience with one of my best friends ever.
What a great way to start these Olympics. Let's get back to some...
Cook Bacon. In all seriousness, congratulations and good for them. You know, somebody mentioned on the text line that they really like the sports where, you know, there's a metric by which you measure success. First, second, and third. You know, you run a race. Or for that matter, even swimming. But synchronized diving, I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing to watch them do that. But it's all subjective. Whereas the others are all by metrics. The fastest, the second fastest, the third fastest. But that's not what I want to talk about. Not at all. Did you see the opening ceremony for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games? It's facing, rightfully so, a barrage of criticism. Now, before I tell you why, I guess when I tell you why, you'll understand what the barrage of criticism is. You'll understand a tiny part of what the barrage of criticism is about. I don't care about drag queens. Confession, I've been to drag queen shows, and someone who's really good at being a drag queen is pretty impressive. But it's just not my cup of tea. It's okay, you want to be a drag queen, and let me tell you, if you've never been to a really legitimate drag queen show, and you want to be really fascinated by how well a guy can dress up as a woman, and sometimes how over the top it can be, well, then you ought to go to a drag show sometime. Next time you're in Vegas, find a drag show and go to it. Or the next time at your public library, go to a drag queen show. My point is, I'm not one of these conservatives that goes back crap crazy because, oh, there's a drag queen show somewhere. Now, do I think the drag queen shows ought to be in elementary school? No, I do not. I think a drag queen show ought to be somewhere where it's age appropriate and venue appropriate. And public school is not the place to do it. So having gotten that out of the way, let me tell you, this opening ceremony that featured a group of drag queens and transgender individuals, you know what they were doing? You ever been to the Vatican? In the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo's painting at the top is absolutely amazing. Truly amazing. It's a masterpiece. Well, another masterpiece that I've been fortunate to see in my lifetime is Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper. It depicts Christ's Last Supper with the disciples. Now, while the exact intention of the display in the opening ceremony is unknown, I mean, I've dug around trying to find the origin. Like, what were you really trying to do here? But I got to tell you, from my point of view, and obviously to the point of view of many others on Twitter and other places, the opening ceremony was intended to mock Christians. The Scottish Catholic group Sancta Familia Media labeled the performance as blasphemous. It was drag queens and transgenders, and if you look at a screenshot of them in their whatever the hell they were doing, it looks like a mock of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. Another part of the opening ceremony. Now, before I move on, why don't you stop and just think for yourself for a moment, which you should be doing anyway. But why would you do anything that could be interpreted as mocking Christianity in the Olympics? The comparisons are, you have to be an idiot to ignore the comparison. From the arrangement, from the table, from some, let me just tell you, lard-ass woman in the middle, or I don't know, maybe it wasn't a woman, I don't know what it was, but a human being in the middle, and then all of the so-called disciples spread out along the Last Supper table. It was awful. And I don't understand, and I've tried to understand, and I've tried to find other explanations. Why? I'm just curious, why? Why did the International Olympic Committee think that somehow doing something that could be interpreted as a mocking of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, why would you put that in the opening ceremonies? Why? I can't find it. But here's another part of the opening ceremony that I don't understand. It revealed, now think about this, the Olympics are being held in Paris. If you understand anything about Louis the 16th, anything about Marie Antoinette and the French Revolution, it was pretty bloody. Now, the French Revolution was pretty bloody. But another part of the opening ceremony revealed a beheaded woman in the likeness of Marie Antoinette. Now, she was killed by violent radicals during the French Revolution it was after hours, I think like 1793 or something, along with King Louis the 16th. The drag queen Last Supper comes as France removed Christian crosses from art promoting the Olympics starting back in March. Now, the artwork, which depicts the skyline of Paris, erased the cross atop the Dome de l'Invalides, where Napoleon Bonaparte is entombed. So, responding to the controversial opening ceremony, Miriam Marché-Le Pen posted on X or Twitter this: to all the Christians of the world who are watching the hashtag Paris 2024 ceremony, and felt insulted by this drag queen parody of The Last Supper, know that it is not France that is speaking, but a left-wing minority ready for any provocation. Oh, so it was. So at least one person in France thinks that it was actually a mocking of Christianity. Anti-Christian sentiment. There's a history of violence and attacks on Christianity. How extensive is that history? Well, hang tight. Hey, be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, and if you feel like it, well, even if you don't feel like it, give us a 5-star review, and you'll get all the weekday program and the weekend program. So coming up next, let's talk about this history of violence and this anti-Christian sentiment. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy 3 times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you're trying to find one of the affiliates around the country, you simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab that says how to listen. There's an interactive map on that tab. And then there's a list of all the affiliates when they air the program live. Some repeat the program later in the day. Some repeat it tomorrow. But you can find all of that at michaelsaysgohere.com. So I want to deal with a text message that just came in from Goober number 8879, who writes, "Mike, don't act like a victim. More people have been killed in the name of religion than anything else in history. By far, don't act like Christians are victims." Yeah, there have been a bazillion people killed in the name of religion. That's just history. But there's a new era of, I would say, there's a new era of anti-Christian violence that's going on that could lead to more killing. And I thought that as a, not just as a nation, but as a the human race, that we had evolved to the point where, now, I know that radical Islamists obviously want to eliminate Jews, and they want to eliminate the infidels. And so they want to kill a lot of people, and certainly have done so in this country and elsewhere. Christians are not killing people anymore. Jews are not killing people anymore. Oh, but Michael, what about Gaza? They are killing terrorists, subhumans. So this anti-Christian sentiment that is beginning to spread, just like anti-Semitism is beginning to spread, I think, is that we are now witnessing a repeat of this history of violence against Christians and Jews. Anti-Christian sentiment and attacks on churches, cemeteries, other locations has been a big issue in France for years now. Several major churches and cathedrals have been vandalized and even set on fire. The Cathedral of Notre Dame. Catholics in France, while a majority, have also been targeted repeatedly by, again, Islamic extremists, including the brutal murder of a Catholic priest, Father Jacques Hamel, on July 26, 2016, the same day as the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. Far-left extremists have also repeatedly caused violence against French Catholics. In 2021, a group of Antifa militants attacked a Roman Catholic procession in Paris that was marking the 150th anniversary of those martyred during the 1871 Paris Commune. On that day, several elderly people and children were attacked. So this whole parody of the Last Supper and this whole mocking of Christianity, if radical Islamists or other bigots want to go do that, part of me wants to say, well, fine, go do that. Take it out of the Olympics. But I think you can draw a correlation between the anti-Christian and the anti-Semitic activity going on in France and, quite frankly, France's appeasement toward radical Islam. Think about Paris and Lyon and other places in France all have no-go zone. Just like you might have in Dearborn, Michigan, where radical Islamists create their own little country within a country. The point being, in terms of the Olympics, I thought they would rise above them. Albeit that they're in Paris, You would think that the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, would have looked at this and said, you know what, this is just inappropriate for us. What's the purpose of the Olympics? To bring together people, athletes, from countries all around the world to compete in athletic games and athletic competitions to show to embody the human spirit, to test our limits, to see how far we can go, to see how good that we can be. And instead, you're mocking religion. The opening ceremonies should be about the coming together of these nations and not mocking an entire religion. Why? For you, the texter, Goober number, what was your number again? Goober number 8879? Explain to me. I'll share with the audience. Explain to me why you think it's okay for the IOC to mock Christianity. And particularly in France, which has a radical Islamist problem. I'm not trying to act like a victim here. I'm trying to point out the reality of what's going on here. But isn't it interesting that somebody would have a knee-jerk reaction that somehow that we're trying to play victim? I'm not trying to play victim. We're trying to point out that here you're mocking a religion in an event that's supposed to be about humans coming together in a competition of athletic skills and ability. And in France, it has a horrible history of appeasement to radical Islamism. In fact, the entire world seems to have an attitude of appeasement toward radical Islamism. Let's turn the table. Do you think there was ever a chance in hell that the IOC would have approved some sort of opening ceremony that mocked Muhammad, that mocked the Prophet? Of course not, because that would be politically incorrect. In addition to being dangerous, in a country that suffered from all of the killings of Charlie Hebdo, you think that they're going to do that? Of course they're not going to do that, but they'll allow it toward Christians. I decry all religious violence, all victimhood. But for some reason, the IOC just seems to accept it and say, well, you know what? Sucks to be a Christian. And as 7105 points out, yeah, Mike, they won't mock Islam because they get blown up. Muhammad and his fiery chariot would level Paris. It's a great point. So you see, some religions are more equal than others. Some religions you can't mock. Some religions we want to be, we want to stand off. We don't want to do anything to offend you. But Christians, you're okay. Because Christians, you'll just turn the other cheek. And you'll just take it. It belies the whole purpose of the Olympics. And I think it's one reason why many people just decide that, you know, they've had enough of the Olympics. It's not really what it used to be. Yeah. Does that sound like an old fart? Well, if it is, it's the truth. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text any question or comment to 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states. No background checks are required. and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. You're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, vibroplates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter X. That's at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. And you can find all those icons. You can either do it directly or you can do it indirectly at the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. I really would appreciate a subscription to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And then when you hit that subscribe button, you might leave a 5-star review if you are so inclined. That'll get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So let's go back to Kamala Harris for a bit. From now until November, it's going to be the job of the cabal, the dominant media, the tech giants, the ruling elite, all mashed together in this cabal, to present Kamala Harris as a moderate, even though we know that as a U.S. senator that she was, you know, the metrics that they use to rank people from liberal to conservative, they use their voting record. They look at not just the title of the bill, but they look at the meat of the bill. What does a piece of legislation actually do? For example, the Inflation Reduction Act. It doesn't reduce inflation. It actually causes inflation. And it's actually just that name, Inflation Reduction Act, is just a cover for what the real meat is, which is the Green New Deal. So it's their way of money laundering or disguising what they're spending tax dollars on. Not to reduce... First of all, think about the insanity of that. Hey, we're going to spend tax dollars to reduce inflation. Wait a minute. Well, the spending of tax dollars is exactly what causes inflation. When you throw so much money into an economy, and you have all of that money chasing fewer and fewer goods, it causes price increases. Plus, when you start increasing the debt so much, you pretty soon spend, and I think right now, I forget whether it's 74% or 73%, but some 70% of your tax dollars that you pay in federal income tax is now going to simply pay the interest on the credit card, simply to pay the interest on the national debt. Now, let that soak in for a moment. So anyway, back to this whole ranking system. So YouGov and others that do these rankings, and different groups do different rankings, they do more than just look at the title of a bill. They look at what the bill actually does. And then they give you a ranking. Oh, you voted for this. You voted against this. And that determines how liberal you are, how moderate you are, how conservative you are, how libertarian you are. And it was determined that Kamala Harris was indeed the most liberal senator in the United States Senate, even more liberal than Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist from Vermont. But now the job of the cabal has shifted. Now that they've gotten rid of Joe Biden, who ostensibly was elected as a moderate, but governed as a radical, now we're going to have to present Kamala Harris as at least as a moderate. She's anything but. Now remember, she actually raised money to bail Black Lives Matter rioters out of prison so they could what? Get back to inflicting their mayhem. So it should come as no surprise to anybody that she's actually on the record as supporting the defund the police movement. Now, this is always presented in all different ways. We're going to reimagine policing. We're going to completely revamp policing. Well, I'm for police. I mean, there's not anything in this country that doesn't need to be improved. There's always room for improvement in everything. We all strive for excellence. And I think policemen should strive for excellence, too. There have been some horrific stories in the past week or two about some really stupid things cops have done. I think in particular the shooting of that woman who actually called 911 for help. She was having some sort of mental crisis, and a cop walks into her apartment, and she's got some boiling water on the stove, and boom, the cop blows her away. It's insanity. Utter insanity. That guy should never have been a cop. That is not a legitimate taxpayer relief shot. Defunding the cops is not reform. That's actually a Marxist policy to denigrate law enforcement. Now, is law enforcement perfect? No. But it's to denigrate law enforcement, because if you can create more violence, this is pure Marxist ideology. If you can create more violence in a society, and if you can create more unsettling, like concern and fear of crime, then what do? The natural reaction is to clamor then for more government control. Because that is, for the average person, that's the only source of self-protection that they think they have. Because they don't understand the God-given right of self-defense. Well, Kamala Harris, and just do not let them gaslight you. Because this is what the cabal is going to do between now and when voting starts. Some voting starts, I think, as early as September. But when we actually get into the voting period of late October up to November 5, they're going to continue to try to gaslight you. Kamala Harris applauds defunding the police.
Best and worst dinner for your waste.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that. I had to get through that one stupid little part before I could start playing this. Here we go.
Did you know there is a natural way to regrow?
Live radio right now. Got to skip this to get to... Here we go. I thought I had it teed up. My apologies. You'll get a refund for that 30 seconds.
Please.
Right. So here's the thing. Defund the police. The issue behind it is that we need to reimagine how we are creating safety. And when you have many cities that have one-third of their entire city budget focused on policing, we know that is not the smart way and the best way or the right way to achieve safety.
Wait a minute. But if those cities are crime-infested crap hole cities, then yes, you're going to naturally be spending more of your municipal dollars on policing, because that's what is required to keep those communities safe. By the way, if you allow a bunch of illegal aliens in and you start shifting dollars to that and shifting dollars away from the cops, what do you see? You see an increase in crime.
For too long, the status quo thinking has been you get more safety by putting more cops on the street. Well, that's wrong.
No, that's proven to be true.
Because, by the way, if you want to look at upper middle class suburban neighborhoods, they don't have that patrol car. They don't have those police walking those streets. But what they do have, they have well-funded schools. What they do have is home ownership.
You know what this is such a great example of? That the pie is limited and that you can't grow the pie. She thinks that just because, you have better funded schools in a wealthier neighborhood than you do have in a poor neighborhood, then I would say that your state formula or your school formula for distribution of tax dollars for education is skewed up, and you need to fix that. You have a pot of money for schools. Maybe what you ought to do is insert more competition into schools. But beyond that, what's she saying? Oh, let's take money away from what? Good schools and put it into failing schools? Well, that's not going to help anything. But wait a minute, you're doing what is so typical of a liberal. You're now shifting the argument. The argument is about defunding the cops or not defunding the cops. But somehow we've now swerved into education.
High homeownership rates. What they do have are thriving small businesses. What they do have is access to public health and mental health services.
You know, we have such great examples of why you might not have a Walgreens, or for that matter, you think about In-N-Out. Now, for those of you who don't know what an In-N-Out is, that's a hamburger chain that started in California that has kind of slowly spread a little bit eastward. It's made its way into Colorado. I don't know if it's gotten any further east or not. Texas, Colorado. But anyway, In-N-Out is known for its expansion. It's steady but continued growth. Do you know that In-N-Out, which is an amazing company, actually has closed at least one location, if not two locations, in California? Why? Because of neighborhood crime. You think about the number of Walgreens that have shut down, or Targets that have gone out of business, or even a Walmart, because of crime in a neighborhood. So don't tell me that you don't have nice stores in poor neighborhoods. You don't have nice stores because you have crime. And why do you have crime? Because you don't have enough cops in those neighborhoods. That's the problem.
So this whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets and figure out whether it reflects the right priorities. When today in America...
So just defund the cops. That's what she wants to do, defund the cops. So not only is... See, this is why I say don't panic, because we're so early into this election season. Do you know what else Kamala Harris has failed as? Stay tuned and I'll tell you. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Just start your message, your question with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll tell you something else that she's not very good at. She was another czar. Did you know that? I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th
for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Weekend with Michael Brown this weekend. I never want you to think that I take anybody in this audience for granted. I appreciate every single one of you tuning in. And if you like the program, tell your friends about it. And if you really like the program, tell your enemies about it too. So Kamala Harris, again, I'm doing this today because I want everyone to just, I know that people are somewhat in a panic over we've gone from, you know, Sleepy Joe, who can't remember his own name sometimes, to, oh my gosh, it's a black Asian female. It's a presidential candidate that has a vagina. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We've lost already. Really, calm down. Not only was Kamala appointed the border czar, did you know she was the broadband czar? Did you know that? And guess what? She failed in both roles. Biden tapped Kamala Harris to serve as the rural broadband czar back in 2021. Seems like ancient history, doesn't it? Part of her task as the broadband czar was overseeing the implementation of a $42 billion program to connect Americans in rural and remote parts of the country to the Internet. Now, according to the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, Brendan Carr, who's one of the commissioners, after almost 1,000 days, not a single person has actually been connected to the web. Here in Colorado, they made a big splash, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, about how they'd gotten a grant. Now, a grant just means they've gotten some of your tax dollars from the FCC or whoever's handing out the tax dollars to expand rural broadband in Colorado. And today, not a single person's been connected. Not one. Oh, they've created a new commissioner, a new department, some new entity that's going to be in charge of the money. So, you know, the Democrat governor in Colorado, Jared Polis, got to put some people together. And so now they'll draw a little bit of a salary so that, you know, they'll skim off the top and then they'll put some money out there. And by the way, why should we taxpayers be paying for rural broadband? Why are we competing with private enterprise? If it's not profitable for private enterprise, why would it be profitable for the taxpayers? It's not. But why has no one been connected? Internet service providers, the private companies, and lawmakers in Capitol Hill contend that the Biden-Harris government's burdensome regulations, including climate change mandates, union worker requirements, diversity, equity, inclusion requirement policies, all of those regulations have brought progress on expanding rural Internet access to a halt. It's just not going anywhere. So she's failed at that, too. It's time for everyone to just take a deep breath. Kamala Harris will be subjected to scrutiny just like any presidential candidate should be, including Donald Trump. And, of course, you're going to hear the inevitable, I'm a prosecutor. She already said that in one speech to the teacher unions. You know, I'm a prosecutor. I'm accustomed to dealing with convicted felons. Donald Trump. Trust me, those felonies will eventually be overturned. And I tell you that as a lawyer. Now, because Democrats' ideology is based on postmodernism, all of those on the left really emphasize exerting control through language. That's why I have such a bugaboo about language. You can tell what they support by what they demand that we euphemize. Just as you cannot call an illegal alien you can't call radical Islamic terrorism radical Islamic terrorism. In fact, Kamala Harris gave us the order to do so.
You must have the courage to object when they use that term, radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how Muslims have overwhelmingly been the greatest victims of terror. And we must also have the courage to reject that term, illegal alien.
So she's telling us you can't use the term radical Islamic terrorism, and you can't use the term illegal alien. Now, I find that fascinating because, she's a lawyer. She was a prosecutor. She was a DA. She was an attorney general. She ought to know what the federal statutes say. And the federal statutes refer to those who cross the borders illegally, who come into this country illegally as illegal aliens. It's not a pejorative. It's not a pejorative, and using the term migrant is meant to be softening. Oh, it's just somebody moving from point A to point B.
I have seen some of the worst of criminal behavior. I have seen the worst of crime.
I've seen the worst of crimes, and I've turned my head. Yeah, I saw horrible things happen when I was the DA, and so I turned my head. Yeah, like that guy that crushed the skull of the woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I turned my head.
Documented immigrants is not a criminal.
So you see, we have the receipts. The horrific terror atrocities of October 7 in Israel actually targeted innocent women and children for rape, mutilation, and murder. And that inspired an ongoing epidemic of leftist protests in support of Hamas that frequently crossed the line into riots. Just like they did in D.C., tearing down the flag, burning it, replacing it with a Palestinian flag. It wasn't theirs to do, so it was not protected speech. But consistent with its dogma, the Democrat base is firmly on the side of radical Islamic terrorism in their war against Western civilization. So we shouldn't be surprised that a pro-terrorist Kamala Harris was chosen as the new Democrat figurehead. Shouldn't be surprised in the least. We are truly in a war. Good versus evil, and Western civilization versus anarchy. The darkness of tyranny. Thanks for tuning in to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Always glad to have you with me. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.